And a very warm welcome to the new edition of the Henry Norman Show. I am Henry Norman, and once again, I've got an EQSL ready for you. You can get your hands on it by sending a reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. Last Sunday, the US president, whom we've been calling Sleepy Donnie for a while now, turned 80. Rumor has it that these days he doesn't just rule in his sleep, but actually talks too. Insiders say he mutters, "What have I done? Except sleep?" Well, maybe he was listening to the Henry Norman Show on WRMI Miami and the song Savages by Marina and the Diamonds.
Forever, and so does war. It's survival of the fittest, rich against the poor. At the end of the day, it's a human trait hidden deep down inside of our DNA.
I just got a voice message on my Mexico-nee smartphone. The display says JD or DT. No idea who's behind that. Let's check it out.
Henry Norman, you are a very bad radio host.
I don't know. Was that Sleepy Donnie or snoring JD? But coming from your hacks, I feel absolutely honored. And here are Heaven 17. We don't need this fascist groove thing. And now a question for my team. Who gave these my cell phone number?
Just sit there on your ass and look at funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
History will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hard you as I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No.
Europe's in happy land. They've had their fascist groove thing.
Brothers.
President-elect, fascist start in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist tank advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that good thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean. Real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on up the dance floor. Come out your hands and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that.
I forgot something important. Nobody on my team could have given the number. I do everything by myself. Maybe my number came to Sleepy Donny in his sleep. Speaking of things spinning in his head, spinning on the turntable right now, here are Frankie Goes to Hollywood with two tracks.
Warning sounds like. This is the sound.
Even Genesis knew back in the 80s what the world would look like today. But then we had the old Cold War. Today we have a new Cold War. And the only old things left are the crackpots in the White House, the Kremlin, or the German Federal Chancellery. And what do these lunatics leave behind? A land of confusion.
I'm
Next up, we have Pink and the Indigo Girls. They ask questions to the president. However, I'm not aware if the president ever answered. Maybe he is still dreaming up the replies. Dear Mr. President, answer Pink and the Indigo Girls, please.
La la la. La 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 la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me.
Come take a walk with me.
Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? Say goodbye. How do you walk with your head held high? Can you even look me in the eye and tell me why? Na 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 na. Dear Mr. President, were you a lonely boy?
Were you a lonely boy?
Were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave the road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay? I can only imagine what the first lady has to say. You've come a long way. Mr. President, you'd never take a walk with me. Would you?
Oh man, this show just flew by like a dream, and I've just been told that the old guy in the White House has finally woken up. Go back to sleep, sleepy Donnie. But before you do, write me an email with a reception report. That way, at least you will get a nice gift in the form of an EQSL. You will never to use henrynormanshow@gmail.com. I'm Henry Norman, and to close things out, here is The Fear by Lily Allen. Sleep well, everyone. Bye-bye.
I wanna be rich, and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off, and it will be shameless, cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun, and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner. It's about film stars and less about mothers. It's all about fast cars and cussing each other. But it doesn't matter, cause I'm packing plastic, and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption, and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner.
1969 waren plötzlich Millionen Menschen davon überzeugt, dass Paul McCartney tot sei. Sie spielten Beatles-Platten rückwärts ab, suchten geheime Botschaften in Songtexten und auf Albumcovern und glaubten, die Band selbst würde Hinweise auf eine gigantische Vertuschung hinterlassen. Doch die eigentliche Frage lautet nicht, ob Paul McCartney wirklich gestorben ist. Die eigentliche Frage lautet, wie aus einem Gerücht eine der berühmtesten Verschwörungstheorien der Popgeschichte werden konnte. Und warum Menschen manchmal aufhören, nach Antworten zu suchen und stattdessen beginnen, nach Bestätigung zu suchen. Tatort Musik, Paul McCartney, die Verschwörung, die nicht sterben will. Ab sofort, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.